This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. More and more transport drivers in Africa are dying in accidents because of conflicting road regulations. Employers pressure them to drive long hours on unsafe roads and refuse to recognize the problems the drivers face as they transport food, merchandise, and people around the continent. I talked to Joseph Katende about the situation. Mr. Katende is the African Regional Secretary of the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF. He told me that African governments are refusing to recognize the chaos of conflicting road rules.
They are supposed to be working in a coordinated manner to make sense in terms of transport, which will remain safe, affordable, and timely. But when you look at the transport workers in Africa, they are required to provide the transport, let it be for goods or for people, but within a completely incoherent policy of transport. So the workers are told to do this. The realities on the ground are dictating the other, but they are required to provide the transport. So there is a kind of tension between what the realities are on the ground with regard to what the workers face as they try to provide transport and what their bosses require them to do.
Don't the employers understand that there are serious problems?
Many bosses understand the situation, but I think they are overwhelmed by the what I would call selfish interest. Profit-driven interests, which blind them. Even if they see these problems, they pretend to be blind. I'll give you an example. There are conflicting traffic laws in countries which are neighboring. I'll give you a simple example. Uganda was a British protectorate, and we drive on the left. Rwanda was a Belgian colony, and they drive on the right. But to get cargo from Mombasa, which is the key hub in the sub-region, you need to drive through Kenya, where you drive on the left. You drive through Uganda, where you drive on the left. You enter Rwanda, and you are required to drive on the right. And to do that synchronization, there isn't even time provided to you to do that reorientation. That's a practical difficulty for a driver who has been driving from Mombasa about 800 kilometers to the border of Rwanda and Uganda, and then you require him to drive on the right. A complete change of mindset, a complete change of rules and regulation. So there is no harmonization of the traffic regulations between Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, Burundi, even the Democratic Republic of Congo.
So does this result in accidents?
Terrible accidents. We have lost so many lives where drivers, after fatigue has caught up with them, and they are required to change from one side of the road to the other, and they just find themselves driving on the wrong side of the road. And an accident just has to happen. And unfortunately, life is lost.
What can labor unions do to help the transport workers in Africa?
Trade unions can do many things to try and assist these workers in Africa. One of them is to mobilize a popular demand for the harmonization of traffic rules and regulations in the developing sub-regional bodies. For example, in East Africa, we have the East African Community, which brings together Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, and Burundi, and the other countries like Eritrea, Ethiopia, and have applied to join, including Southern Sudan. So the workers should be mobilized to make a popular demand for such harmonization of traffic laws for the road transport workers. These problems do not only affect the road transport workers, they also affect train drivers, they affect aviation workers, it's quite a problem that needs to be looked into through engagement at the policy development level, at the sub-regional level with the East African community. This should be the same with the Southern African Development Corporation, SADC, and it should be the same with the West African Economic Community Bloc, or ECOWAS, so that harmonization is understood and the development of coherent transport policies in Africa is understood and supported.
There are many workers in the African transport sector who have left their countries looking for work. What sort of problems are faced by migrant transport workers in Africa?
Oh, migrant workers. I'm one of them. I'm Ugandan, but I work in Kenya. And I know really what a migrant worker faces. There are so many things that affect migrant workers in Africa, and which transport workers in particular face in excess, I should say. Each country, has a certain level of pride of independence, and they would like to say, well, this is Kenya, and we set our own rules and regulations, and you have to comply. Then you go to another country, they say, we are Ugandans. This is Uganda. We set our own rules and regulations, and you have to comply. But to comply with different sets of rules and regulations, which you have never been assisted to understand as a migrant worker, is such an enormous task. And in fact, migrant workers have found it almost impossible even to access jobs they are capable of doing and doing very well. There are no proper public employment centers. When you go to a public employment center in any of these countries, you'll find there, people who do not seem to clearly understand the mindset of a migrant worker and the difficulties that a migrant worker faces, to get local identification papers, local authorization to work. The situation is totally confusing, even in simple communities, sub-regional blocks, ECOWAS, East African Community, SADC. You go and they say, yes, we are promoting the free movement of labor and goods. But go there, they will tell you, my friend, you are not a Ugandan, you are not going to work here. Or you are not a Kenyan, you are not going to work here. On paper, they would say, you will work here because we are part of the East African community. Go to process papers. The first shock you will get is a variance between what is on the paper and what is in practice. And I think corruption sets in. And I think corruption is one of the worst problems hitting migrant workers on the continent of Africa. And I think lack of support, because I don't think there are enough institutions that take specific care of the migrant workers, although the workers need it. And, to do work is central to people's livelihoods. And to do work, you need a certain mindset. You don't need to be, driving a truck and you are worrying about your work permit and you are worrying about the traffic regulations and you are worrying about this and the other. So I think trade unions must focus migrant workers with a view to assisting them to access institutions that can help in good time, and with a view to assisting migrant workers to understand the environment within which now they are going to be required to work, in terms of what freedoms they have, in terms of what rights they have, in terms of what obligations they have to develop those countries to which they go to work. It's such a complex network that requires support, which I think the trade unions need to negotiate. And there it will be an issue of country policy on migrant workers and also social support for the migrant workers.